Can you stop having near-death experiences, please?
No, nah, that's what I'm good for.
That's what you're good for. You know what else you're good for? Being dying. A co-host. No, not dying. We're not. Nobody's dying. Somebody's dying today, but it's not going to be one of us. I hope.
I've had a hell of a week.
You've had a hell of a past couple of weeks. I haven't seen you in 2-3 weeks. Yeah. But, hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Armory 33 podcast. Quinn and Chain are back.
Yep.
I looked at the files today. It's been a month since we recorded an episode.
Yeah. It's been a month.
Welcome to 2025 in year 3.
Oh, look at you.
I know. I had to call up some people and got a...
Oh, you haven't even got yourself a little hood up there.
Yeah,
too.
I got a little hood. It's like fleece lined too. It feels really nice. I like it. But welcome back. How you been besides dying?
It's been a month.
We were supposed to have another co-host here today, but he didn't wake up yet, I don't think.
It's before noon.
You were supposed to be here a half hour ago.
I told you what happened.
Morning.
It's been a day.
Last time I saw you.
We were at a hockey game.
We were at a hockey game. We're not talking about hockey this episode.
Okay.
This episode. We're talking about that other thing that's happening this coming week. A week from today, actually. This episode will go live Wednesday? What day is today?
Today's Sunday.
Yeah. It'll go live Wednesday. This is our Super Bowl episode.
Super Bowl episode. Pre-Super Bowl episode.
We're going to talk about the game. We're going to talk about how much I hate
the two teams that are in
the
it.
The two teams. We had this conversation numerous times this week on the phone. It's the day before my surgery, so I'm like, I can't even get drunk and not even yell obscenities at the TV. We have the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Philadelphia Eagles.
Rematch from 2 years ago.
It's really weird because 2 years ago, my house is falling apart upstairs. I have anarchy setting in, I think. Cabin fever is setting in upstairs.
Someone's taking care of Penny. She was doing something.
It's not me.
Clearly, we're down here.
We are parenting 101. No, 2 years ago, we saw how this game ends.
I saw how that game ended 2 years ago.
Shane is a diehard Philly sports fan.
Yes, I have. Yeah. October hat.
You can't even see it. Your glasses are on top of your head. It's not even baseball. Oh, no, pitchers and catchers report in 5 days.
I think we're going the 15th. Every team has a different time.
I know you're more excited. This is like your Christmas. This is your first Christmas this year.
Christmas this year. It really could be.
I don't want to hear you talk for the next year about having another Super Bowl. I really don't.
Why not?
Because I don't.
I would. Let's put it this way.
Did I bust myself open?
No. Nope. It would be nice. I would actually be happy for this one because the first one, I was miserable.
Because you had Nick in there.
I was just miserable. I got the flu right after that game. So I didn't get to go to the parade or anything. I almost died that time. I lost my freckles.
Your freckles?
Aaron finally got to take me to the doctor's when I could finally sit upright on Friday after the Super Bowl. And when she took me in, she's like, you don't have any freckles left.
I don't think I've ever noticed your arm having freckles. I never paid that closely attention to your arms. Oh, you do got some freckles. You do got some freckles.
So?
You got a couple, 2-3 there, bud. This NFL season was just very meh.
You guys had an okay season, though. I think you guys should have stayed with Fields and not put Ross. That was a weird thing to do. Put a guy that's 35 in instead of seeing what we can do with this kid and build an offense around the kid.
He's been in the league 6-7 years.
It feels like he's been in the league for 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
Chicago drafts a new quarterback every 2 years.
It is what it is. There's always next year. I saw something the other day that Pittsburgh Steelers fans are more happy that we have 18 straight winning seasons than a playoff win. But
what?
That's what it feels like. That's what it feels like. They're like, yeah, another winning season. Tomlin's great.
I guess you have nothing to look forward to all summer. No, no, the Pirates. No. The Pirates are never going to do anything.
2012. That's all I'm going to say.
Was it 2015 last time you guys made the playoffs?
2013. 2012 was the Cueto game.
That's all you have?
That's all. I got red cream soda.
I see that, but that's You guys don't have a lot to look forward to. You got Skeens. This went off the rails real fast. We were supposed to be talking about football.
You started. We went down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
We have Livy done.
Because of Paul Skeens.
To me, this football season this year was just meh. This is like the first year I didn't do fantasy in forever.
This is the first year I did fantasy in forever.
But the
kids convinced me.
I love seeing everybody. Like, oh, we drafted Christian McCaffrey in the first pick. How'd that work out for you?
Not so good.
Yeah. But I don't know. Super Bowl Sunday. What do they call it? The day after? Is it Black Monday?
Went through that.
We already went through. Oh, yeah. It was right after. Yeah. Right after the end of the race.
Seven freaking coaches.
Yeah. For those who don't know, is it Black Monday or right?
Yeah. Black Monday.
Black Monday is the day after the regular season ends. Or the coaches that cannot perform.
Sometimes it's they couldn't get the players to listen.
I think this might have been the most they had this year.
Seven? I don't know if it's the most, but it's definitely up there.
I know, because you usually get two or three. But like,
five. It's almost always five.
And this is a 32
teams.
32 teams. That's a good percentage.
Yeah.
You saw what I was doing in the other room.
It's a high chance.
And then can we just talk about some of the people that they have coming in to be new head coaches? Did you see the guy from Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Duval. But he...
Jacksonville's going to do Jacksonville things.
Florida man's going to do man things.
It was Jacksonville. So until Khan can convince Goodell... let him move that team to London like he wants it to be. He's going to do this.
That means we're going to have 8 games in London? 9 games.
You could have a possibility of 9 home games.
The London market is great for the NFL, but why don't we send like a decent team over there?
It's a team that he already owns teams over there. A
couple of soccer teams.
He's willing to put the money out.
It's just
they want to put a team in Canada.
Hey.
And it might be across the border from the Bills right there in Toronto. That seems like the worst. So
what would that team be? Because you already have the Toronto Blue Jays, Toronto Maple Leafs,
mm-hmm.
Toronto Raptors.
You have the Argonauts, which is the CFL team.
The Argonauts. That's pretty great. It reminds me back though. The Small Soldiers.
Yeah.
What would you even name that team?
I have no idea why it wouldn't go up to Ottawa, which only has the Senators. They're like, let's go to Toronto.
Is it easy to fly in and fly out of?
Ottawa's the capital of Canada.
But
I think it doesn't matter.
Ottawa's farther north, isn't it?
Just slightly.
Like, I don't know.
I don't. Why would you put it that close to the Bills? The Bills have a hard enough.
Oh, my God. I just thought of their team name.
You have a hard enough time.
I just thought of their team name. You ready for this? You ready for this?
Yeah.
The Toronto Mounties.
It's possible.
Their uniforms could be... Oh, no, because that's the same colorway that the Buccaneers already have. Mm. You know what I mean? I'm talking about that red and black.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That would be terrifying.
I've heard that's a big rumor going around.
So they do the same way. They do the same way hockey does theirs, where your teams have 10 untouchables. And they just do a lottery draft from every team.
That's what they did when the Jacksonville and Panthers came in.
And the Ravens as well.
And Cleveland.
So those were the last four expansion teams, which were done in 96, I believe.
Cleveland was 99.
I think the Ravens were 96.
I think they're going next year will be 30 for them. And 92 and 92 for Jacksonville and the Panthers. I think they were the same year.
Five, I want to say. Just think of the potential that team could have if you could only keep 10 star players. Nobody cares about the Panthers. 22 hours.
1993, their first season was 95. So they like I said, the expansion they were signed off for.
All right, let's play this hypothetical game right now. They have a team called the Toronto Mounties.
Sure.
That's their new team. Their uniforms are main red is their main color. Black. It's the Buccaneers. That's what I just keep
thinking. Or they would have to go red and maroon, like maroon and yellow, and then be the Commanders.
No.
I'm just saying that's literally their...
The second best team in the NFC.
That's the only way they can
It's weird they can say that now.
They can say that for a year.
Okay, so out of your Eagles, what are the 10 players you would keep that would be untouchable?
So it depends on when they would do this. If they're talking about not getting it done until 2030, by then everyone's touchable. If it was in the next 2 years.
Yeah, if they're speeding the process up, next year they're going to have.
Oh, next year? Yeah,
yes. They will have the first pick in April's draft.
So I have my offensive line, so there's five. And then Devontae, six. Quinion and Cooper,
seven.
Eight. Obviously, Jalen Carter ain't going anywhere, so that's nine. Zach Bond was a big part of the defense this year, but the better cover linebacker was N'Kobe, and he's younger. So I'm not sure. It'd be one of the boys, N'Kobe, A, or Bond.
Okay. It's weird you didn't say Jalen.
Hurts?
Yeah.
We won with Pickett. We won with Tanner McKee. We are a run the ball.
Oh, Tanner. You didn't want to save Saquon?
We run the ball.
You didn't want to save one?
Saquon's untouchable.
You didn't name him. So
I didn't have to.
Technically, he's right there for the pick if they want him.
Positive.
Just saying.
I am positive that the Eagles office isn't touching him. Isn't letting him be touched.
You have to. He wasn't one of the 10 you didn't name.
I wouldn't name him. He'd be 30. 30.
Yeah, he'd be 30, 31.
So,
you're gonna let it go.
That's about our contract length on him anyway. So it'd be like, okay, you can walk in the free agency, or you can come back to this offensive line.
Yeah, you can get the rushing record, potentially get another ring.
Make your choice.
Here's a pile of money. Here's another team. I was watching an interview. I guess it was when he got traded to Philly.
Left
New York.
He get traded. He just
and he told his daughter that he was going to the Eagles, and his daughter goes, "Does that mean we're gonna win now?" That's bad when your kid knows your team sucks.
The Giants are in a desperate state of affairs. Yeah. They don't even
deserve to be a team anymore. The Steelers untouchables. I'm gonna keep TJ. Hillbrew, Cam, Hayward.
Be like 80 years old at that point.
Yeah. He's a big dude. I stood next to him in person. Like,
yeah, he would be like.
Joey Porter Jr.
Yeah.
He has an upside. On the offense, give me Pat Freiermuth. I'll save Najee.
You want to save him? You could pick up like 1,000 other running backs to fill in his role. Legitimately.
I don't even know who else I would save. No, I would not save any of the receiving core.
No, you have the worst receivers.
No, we have divas. We don't have receivers. We have divas.
All receivers are divas. Can you get them happy?
Yeah, and that's it. I would just save six or seven. I would save Boswell as well. You're not touching my kicker.
Good old
Boscott. Better than what's going on with Justin Tucker right now.
Deshaun Watson part two.
White boy made the news.
Wild?
Did I just say that?
It, what is it with the NFC North?
CTE. It's just CTE.
Because, go back, Ben.
Yeah.
Deshaun.
Yeah.
Tucker. Ray Rice.
Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis.
It was a straight...
He's just Chad Ochocinco.
Terrell Owens was there for a little bit, too.
Vontez literally almost murdered a guy on the field.
And then he got murdered.
Dude, what is with the NFC North? You guys all are like, you know
it's
what?
It's the water, dude. Don't drink out of the three rivers. They're like, you know, don't drink the water.
You know what we can do, guys? This guy has a really questionable background. We should draft him.
$100 million right there. $1 million.
Joe Mixon might have killed somebody. We'll draft him.
You could legit make a
great prison
team to go against all the players against the Raven or the Raiders and the Cowboys do, because they've had their own list of problems.
Oh, yeah.
The Raiders have led the NFL in for years with
Henry Ruggs.
I wasn't going to go there.
I have my own guy.
Who was his teammate in college? Who was his roommate in college?
I have my own guy. Jalen had his thing. He had the car accident.
Yeah.
That's Carter, not Hurts.
You should probably specify that.
There's two Jalens on my team.
Like I told you the other day on the phone when we were talking about that episode, I want the Super Bowl to end in a tie.
Yeah, it seems to be the vast majority of the world. No one wants the three-peat to happen.
No.
No one wants to see Mahomes.
Nobody wants to hear the Eagles fans talk.
They want the Eagles to win because no one wants to hear our mouths.
No, you're exactly right. You guys celebrated winning the NFC Championship. A guy climbed a light pole.
A student, actually, but yes.
It was still a guy.
Yeah.
It was still a guy.
Yeah.
Is that a new
but they
gender?
Didn't really,
are students a new gender?
I know it's really weird is that the city celebrated, the players didn't.
You know why?
Not at all.
Because they want to keep their money and they don't want bad publicity.
Did you see the picture from when they gave Jalen the NFC Championship trophy 2 years ago versus this year? 2 years ago, they handed him the trophy. He had a smile on his face. This year, they handed him a trophy. He literally looked at it like this and just handed it off. No smile, no nothing.
Just because
straight face like
they're going to do the Cody Rhodes. It's basically they just combined wrestling and NFL with one thing. The Eagles have to finish the story next Sunday.
To finish the storyline?
They have to finish the storyline.
Did you watch Royal Rumble last night?
No, I did not. I watched highlights of it this morning. I was taking care of a sick baby majority of the night last night.
I cooked tacos while I was watching at least the women's Royal Rumble.
The queen came back.
Yeah.
She didn't look that good. Nikki Bella came back. Going through a divorce, that didn't look good either. I was happy with the outcome of the men's rumble, though.
Yeah, so was I.
Day one. That was great. I'm going to put that shirt on tomorrow when I go to work.
It was funny.
Just so I can show Dylan and be like, acknowledge me.
What was I watching another night?
We go off on so many tangents on this show.
Yeah, we do. I was watching.
Keep talking. I'm texting Tana.
Was it Raw the other night?
Like, are you watching Raw? No, I'm sleeping.
I think it was Raw the other night. He came out on, Jay did, and just had the crowd all fired up. And I was like, babe.
Was this when they were in Atlanta?
Yeah.
It was him and Quavo?
And I was like, that's the dude I want to win the Rumble. So last night, she comes in the room, and she's like, so is your thing over yet? Can I come to the room now?
No.
And I was like, yes, it's over now. And
get over. Because it started at 6.
The women's one was at 6. And then you had the tag team match, which don't get me started on that because that was a stupid end. The two falls, they did not need an interruption in that. Then the ladder match was good.
Yeah, I saw that. We tried to kill him.
They both tried to kill him.
What happened? How did Sammy get involved in that? I saw Sammy. Did he try and turn on Cody?
Nope.
And
nope. He didn't turn. He didn't know what to do. He didn't come out until after Owen smashed Rhodes off the first ladder. Then he came out, and then he was, like, staring at each other because they like, no one was, like, he didn't know if I should go over see Rhodes or, like,
Spider-Man,
like, am I supposed to
do? Mexican standoff in Indianapolis.
For himself, though. Yeah. Like, he doesn't know which one to.
Devil's on this side, angel's on. I don't know who to.
After he put Owens through that ladder and then went up and got that, Sammy was just with Owens, just making sure I think Owens was all right. I don't know if anyone thought he was all right after that.
No, the report came out today that they're both seriously injured and it's not story.
Yeah, they were talking about it. So the conference, I was watching a little bit of the press conference at the end, and they said Rhodes was supposed to come out, and due to some injuries that we're not sure all of them, he will not be out to do the press conference. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
He was
mad. I did see the thing that
was the most mad I've ever seen that man.
That made me chuckle and it made me laugh because he just bought TNA.
Yeah, I heard.
The 15th entrance last night in the men's rumble was priceless. Joe Hendry.
Yep. I was actually really happy that Perez made it to the second to last person in the women's rumble.
Okay. Who?
Almost got her, man. Almost got her. Charlotte just had that little bit of
flair.
That little bit of flair.
Yeah. But no, I worked yesterday.
I hate Nia Jax, by the way. I can't
stand her. Are we going to do this right now? The only reason she has a pop in WWE, you know who her cousin is. You know who all of her cousins are in the WWE.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Rock, Roman, Usos, the Fatu.
Yeah. He's crazy. That dude's nuts.
What was it? Friday night SmackDown, him and Damian Priest had a standoff.
Mm-hmm. They had to disqualify him the week before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He's seriously, there's something he's not.
He's Samoan.
There's something not connected upstairs.
He's a Samoan.
That's has nothing to do with it.
I would put Puerto Rican women and then Samoans as the top two crazy people.
I don't touch either of those with two football.
Because you know I'm right.
That dude's nuts. I remember watching some really bad hatred. That dude just hates everything.
I remember the Undertaker Brock Lesnar feud that happened years ago when Brock ended the streak.
Yeah.
And that's when they had both locker rooms cleared to help separate everybody. That started in the ring and it went out to the parking lot.
Yeah, he's nuts.
Back to football, main reason we were here today.
AJ got his always open title belt right at the end of the season because he hit another 1,000 yards. They get him a title belt every year.
Yeah. Don't look at it. Don't look at it over there. I'll do it again.
I'll smack you right outside.
Every time I see that, I just keep seeing the videos of like somebody catches it and like, oh, my older brother got a wrestling belt for Christmas. I have a Money in the Bank brief. I'm cashing it in when he least expects it. Yeah. Don't be looking at that over there. It's my belt. I earned that belt.
But yeah.
What was the other thing I saw? It was the best meme possible for the Super Bowl. The girls that go to Penn State University have to decide whether they're going to be a Swiftie or if they want Saquon to finally get a ring.
I saw that also.
You just sit there and like,
that's my daughter. She's a Swiftie.
You're a Swiftie too. Don't even start that. Me, Shane, and our friend Ryan went to a hockey game. And Shane goes, I know every single word to every single lyric off of this track.
Had to, because my daughter listens to so much
Taylor Swift. That makes you a Swiftie.
No, it's Stockroman Syndrome.
Who is it? Who?
Old Tay-Tay.
Let me know in the comments if you think Shane is closet Swiftie. You're a closet Swiftie. Oh, so you're just out in the open?
Yeah, sure. I'm just an out and open Tay-Tay fan.
You have a bracelet?
No.
Not yet.
No. I have a bracelet that says Barbarian.
Why does it look like it's cotton candy flavored?
I don't know. It used to be white. All of this used to be white on the top, but yeah.
What's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
I don't have one. Someone asked me that on Friday at work. I was like, I don't have a favorite Taylor Swift song. My daughter says it's Lover.
I know two Taylor Swift songs because they play at work on the radio. Shake It Off.
Mm-hmm.
Shake It Off. And then the other one's Bad Blood. Because every time I hear it, I'm like, hey, Dylan, you want to have some Bad Blood today?
No Anti-Hero?
I don't listen to Taylor Swift.
Enchanted?
Don't know what you're talking about.
That's your jam.
Don't know what you're talking about. You know what I did karaoke at work the other day, though? The Climb.
The Climb?
From Miley Cyrus, like her original, her first.
I never knew that there was an original hit from Miley.
It's called The Climb.
Why do you know this? That's that age difference.
Wife might watch this episode someday. Hang on a second. I'm going to text her right now. What was the last episode?
She was half asleep when I walked in.
Of the podcast you watched fully in its entirety. She's going to be like episode 9. When she did the trivia for the 50th episode, mm-hmm. She said, I just clicked on random episodes and scrolled halfway through till I found a sound clip. I go, fuck.
That's one way to do it.
The bad thing is, how many of those questions I got?
That's worse.
Fucking one. I don't know. It's in New Orleans? What did I say the other day on the phone that you yelled at me for? You don't want to know the answer to that. I'm not even sure if I know it. I'm going to say
that was exactly the answer you were looking for.
That's what I said. That's what I said while recording. Oh, what was it? I hope another Katrina-level disaster hits New Orleans.
That's what you said. I was like, don't. Oh, my Atlanta.
But here's the bad thing. After I said that, we lost three planes in a military copter, which condolences to all those families and people involved. One of them happened in Philly. In
Northeast Philly.
I was driving home from work yesterday. I was coming up 405 through Northumberland. And I was like, I've never seen a plane come across that, like, by the new big bridge. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
The bypass bridge.
Gone to North.
There was a plane that looked very low. I go, holy shit, it's going to happen in threes. As I was driving.
No, it was already threes because of the Black Hawk and the two planes.
The Black Hawk hit a plane. Well,
military always has first say. The air priority.
Yeah.
No, there's no buts. They have air priority.
Especially in D.C.
I was talking to him because when I flew to Austin, I had to do a layover in St. Louis. I got off. It was like, say, gate 210 or whatever. Yeah. Next, the gate I had to go to was 212, which was literally meant 5 feet that way. But there was...
I wish I could have layovers like that.
My layover wait was because they wouldn't let us board until six jets went down the runway.
Like fighter jets?
Fighter jets. Nice. So it was all the fighter jets, and then they're like, we're boarding now. And I was like, we could have boarded while they were going. I don't think they would have really affected anything. So that's
no, because you wouldn't have been able to see them take off. They wanted you to experience that.
The experience.
Stop that.
They get air priority.
Yeah.
That happened in Austin. We were out on the veranda. My brother has one of them special things, and they have a lounge thing. If you have special credit cards in some airports, you get to use the lounge.
Yeah.
So we get
Capital One might have that.
I don't remember which one was. But anyway, they have a veranda. Like, you sit outside in the sunlight and watch the planes take off. It's like the weirdest / coolest one I've ever been at. It was a commercial, and then there was a pause, and I was like, whoa, no planes are taking off? And then I heard the rumble, and I was like, oh, here they go.
Like, and they're gone. They are out of my eyesight.
And they've launched.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird. Like, commercials, there's big gaps. There is no gap.
Well,
like,
no, because one, they're,
three, four.
Their flying patterns are so, like, there's less than a meter of them being wing to wing.
Yeah, so they're just like, shoom, 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 shoom. And I'm like, okay, that's an experience.
The fuck was that?
No, no, the first time, because I couldn't see it at first. Because
I don't think you're supposed to be able to see them.
The way they had the gate, the veranda thing. So all you could hear was just and you're like, that doesn't sound like a normal jet. What is this noise?
So there's this thing at work. They call them spin copter things. Basically, you just pull and like rip out. The commercial plays for it 24 hours a day. It's like one of those continuous loop things.
Ugh.
So when I go in there and I'm opening the store, and it's pitch dark in there, and you hear, like, it sounds like machine gun fire. I'm like, what the hell is that? It's the spin copter design. But it literally sounds like A-10 Warthogs are just unloading.
But fun.
Can we get back to the Super Bowl, please?
Yeah.
After I... that was my tangent. That one was on me. Chiefs, Eagles, Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Will Chick-fil-A be open? No, there's a Chick-fil-A inside that stadium.
That one will probably be open because it's owned by somebody that's not Chick-fil-A.
I was like, that's weird. I might watch a little bit of the game. Like I said, I'm going to be preparing for my surgery.
I'll be watching a lot of the game. But I'll be doing what I did during the NFC Championship game, which means I'll have it'll be on in the garage, and everyone will be out in the garage. I'll also have it on in the living room of the house, and I will pace.
You just walk back and...
The whole time, my wife just stares at me, and she's like, this can't be good for your health, is what she says. You literally just pace the whole time. I'm like, I'm getting my steps in. She's like, yeah, definitely getting your steps in.
Oh.
I drank 9 bottles of water in 7
minutes. Yeah, 'cause how are you doing with your...
I'm good. I've had only 4, and I only had 4 at the game, because as soon as we hit...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I went to the Eagles game.
The day after our hockey game, you were getting in the car and driving to Philly.
Yeah.
3 hours later.
Yep. We got to the porta potty, and it was destroyed. Like, bro, the porta potties are blue on the outside. The one was red on the inside. I don't even know. Someone died.
But it's Philly.
So I went to use the other one, and it was so bad, so horrendous. I've never smelled something so bad. I got out, walked around the other side of it, threw up in the bushes. My brother was like, I've never seen you throw up. I took a beeline to the car, opened up the cooler, and I was like, you ready for a beer?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah. And I was like, because I got to get the taste of this whoop out of my
mouth. That's disgusting.
Handed him a beer, put that first one in, spit it out, and then took the second one to chug to just get the rest of the flavor out. And I was like, thank God I don't have to taste that anymore.
Yeah. I'm proud of you. It was really weird because when we were going to the hockey game, hey, where do you guys want to eat? You guys want to go to the place where we can get a 100-ounce beer tower? Shane, remember, I'm not drinking. That one's on me. That was my fault. Me and the other one could have finished that tower.
You could have.
I had two beers with dinner that night. One of my good friends hit on me, which was weird. He told me he loved me as I held the door for him.
He did absolutely do that.
Then he sat next to you in the booth, so I was confused what was happening. He made so much so unnecessary eye contact eating that meat lover's pizza. He
really did.
Things happen. It's weird.
And then a week later, I went to the Flyers game in Newark.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
That's what I mean. Like, this has been a long month.
You were supposed to come down for an episode. Then it snowed.
Yep.
Which is weird because I was over by your house that day it snowed. We went to Buckhorn for Chinese food.
Then
your kid was spewing colored fluids out of her body.
Out of her ears.
That's what happens with Taylor Swift.
Dude, it was so gross. I've never seen something like it. It wasn't like it was just coming down through here. It was the whole thing.
Did you pop an eardrum?
No. She had either an inner ear infection or an outer ear infection. Not sure. She's still getting treated for both. Last night was her last of her eardrops. Now she's just finishing up the amoxicillin.
I can't have amoxicillin.
What do they do for you when you get sick? Pray and hope.
Gatorade is all I drink.
Gatorade's not getting rid of that ear infection.
No. I'll get generic ear drops, but I can't do...
She had to get treated for an outer ear infection and an inner ear infection. The inner ear infection is why she has the amoxicillin.
Knock, I haven't had an ear infection in years.
And
I also have tubes in my ear, so I have had ear problems since I was born.
Yeah, I don't have that...
You just have other problems.
Lots of other problems. Great hearing. Lots of other issues.
Between you, me, and Ryan, we could have a good-ass medical book. Because he can't have chicken, or he can't have any kind of poultry.
Yeah.
Which so, I...
Still fucking weird. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah. Yeah. He can eat. That's weird, but...
Wild.
Because like when we go tailgating, I had to make sure I grab all beef hot dogs.
You better be buying Nathan's or something.
Yeah.
You better be buying a nice Jewish hot dog because otherwise they're terrible.
I know.
The beef,
I know.
Like ballpark beef is terrible.
I know. But usually by that time we start grilling, we've already had about 12
pack. No, ballpark beef, Frank, is atrocious. That is a hill I will die on.
What? This isn't even going to be a football episode. This is just going to be a random.
It is. Shit. There's football in there. We went back to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Do you have a projection?
Take out that retake a lot when I edit it. Junior.
Lisp is so bad. I'm not even going to say it. Because
ass. You just went Boondock Saints.
The S word. S is.
A stutter?
S's are my. Having a name Shane is rough when you have an S stutter. Like, it is rough. I could have had anything. I could have had it.
Trying to find something for you to read. What's that top box over there saying the bottom of?
Which top box?
The top box. The starter set box.
Oh, I'm good now. It's when I get...
Anxious?
Like angry or overexcited. Yeah, so like super happy or super angry. Fuck.
Stimming? I've never known this about you.
I try really hard.
You know what that just reminds me of? Tamatanga.
I've spent the vast majority of my adulthood trying to hide the fact that I have a wicked bad stutter. I would stop sentences when I would be selling something to a person. When I had it, used to do that stuff, like especially the contracts, I'd be like, I'd stutter and I'd be like, hold up. We're going to restart this whole sentence. And then I wouldn't have it. But I literally have spent almost 19 years perfecting how not to talk with a stutter. That's how bad it.
We're good.
Yeah, so that's real bad. I'm just not.
I kind of want you to come over and hang out with me next Monday after my surgery when I get home. Can you be the first person I call when I get out of the hospital?
Sure.
I'm all doped up.
I just don't have the
stimming?
Oh, no, but mine's noises.
No, yours is fidgeting. That
fidgeting problem, too, but mine is also noises.
Your toys are over there on the shelf, buddy. You want one? You want the turtle?
But, like,
turtle.
I have a bad thing. If I'm sitting in a room at work and it's too quiet for too long, I'll just randomly shout out or make a noise. And people are like, what was that? And I was like, it's too quiet.
I can picture you during a wedding ceremony.
Oh, it's miserable.
You have to be quiet. Is there anybody objects? Your wife just looks at you, don't you fucking do it.
The one time I was at a wedding, they just handed me a bottle of Jack Daniels and said, just drink this. So I literally just held a bottle like this and just put it here like it was a sippy bottle and just did tilts.
We're learning so much more about you.
The Catawissa private stock red cream soda.
There's a couple S's in there.
Oh, no. I'm good. It's when I get overexcited. Anyway. Super Bowl, do you have a prediction?
31-27. Yeah.
So the second most points we gave up all year.
I'm saying you guys are going to give up the 35 points.
The 31, you said?
Yeah, 31.
We average, even in the playoffs, we're averaging 20 points.
Washington put up 22. 27. 22.
27. They put up
23.
We're averaging 20. We averaged for the year 16. We don't give up a lot of points.
No.
We averaged 4 points, though, like 35. We score some points, which is weird because we don't throw the ball.
Wait a second. Is it still true, that stat from the beginning, from the middle of the year? The only teams that haven't scored 30 points in a game were like the Giants, the Raiders, and the Chiefs.
No, they scored 30.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
If the Chiefs win, Mahomes will be MVP. If the Eagles win, Saquon will be the Super Bowl MVP. I'm going to say Saquon's going to have about 172 yards rushing.
172 yards rushing. Wow.
That's dude, a lot. What are you going to do?
That'd be amazing.
You can finally buy me lunch, you owe me?
Sure. 172. That's a lot of yards.
They're
going to stack the box.
Like, well, yeah, but if he gets that second level.
He's always going to get to that second level. He's done it all year.
What is it, McDuffie's going to stop him?
I don't. I can tell you they're not going to play the style the Rams play. It's the Rams. What do you have? 415 yards of total offense against the Rams and 4 touchdowns plus 60 yards.
In both games against
the Rams? Both games against the Rams. No one's ever touched that. Those are like stupid stats.
That's like Madden on easy mode.
He was like an all Madden player and they were on rookie mode.
It's like Penn State versus Kent State.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. It's weird to have an explosive offense where you're explosions are your...
One of the reasons I hate Philly football is because Saquon can bust a 78-yard run, but he gets taken out at the one-yard line.
Yeah, he gets tackled at the one a lot.
And they're not going to let him get the touchdown.
We're not designed to run those plays. We don't run one-yard plays for our running backs.
Just remember, the NFL referees can award a touchdown. Anytime.
I did know that.
You did or didn't?
I did. A lot of people didn't know that rule.
What?
There was players that didn't know that rule, which was funny. It was like when Donovan didn't know that you could end a game in a tie. That's what we were. Anyway, so yeah, I did know that was a rule. You know what's also weird? Technically, Luvu could have been ejected. Who jumped over the line the first two times. Because he jumped over the center. Which is against the law. That's the Palomalu rule. Palomalu rule.
I can see that.
That's the Troy Palomalu rule for a reason.
Yeah. Well, LeVar Arrington made that famous. LeVar was doing it in college.
No, definitely Troy Palomalu made it famous.
Yeah. LeVar started it, though. What's your predictions?
I told him at work it was going to be 47-24.
Who do you have winning?
The Eagles.
It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Saquon getting 170 yards rushing is going to be a lot closer.
The only way we win is if we blow them out. That's how we've won pretty much all of our games this year.
Yeah.
They better be able to hold on to the ball, which they've proven that they don't do well.
I think this might have been Travis Kelce's least productive year.
Not in the playoffs, though.
No.
We have almost 10 takeaways in 3 playoff games. We take the ball. It belongs to the defense. The defense doesn't think you deserve it, and they think that we do deserve it. I don't know. And we hit.
Who's the halftime show this year?
Is it Lamar.
Should have been Wayne.
Kendrick Lamar, which is so weird.
Yeah. But who's your MVP picks for both teams in case miracles happen? And
Quentin Mitchell.
The bold strategy they're gotten.
If Mahomes decides that he's going to throw the ball to that side of the field, Mahomes likes to say that he's not afraid of the corners. Not a lot of people have threatened his side of the field. There's a reason it took him till the playoffs to get a pick. Let's just put it that way. He didn't give up a lot of yards and only gave up 2 touchdowns all season. If you're throwing there, you're now throwing into danger territory.
Danger zone.
Yeah, it's.
I might turn the game on. I told the wife.
It's going to be Mahomes if the Chiefs win because they'll always give it to Mahomes. He's the golden boy for Roger Goodell.
So was Tom Brady.
No, him and Goodell didn't get along. Remember all of the things?
Yeah.
Deflategate. That was against the Eagles.
The tuck rule.
The tuck rule. So many things. They're the reason that you came up. They're the reason that they put in that you have to use only your feet or arms to clear the field for a kick. So for a snow, if it snows,
yeah,
you can't take a shovel out to clear the field.
Like where the holder's going to be.
Mm-hmm. You can only use what is attached to your body. So that comes back from, was it like 2002 when they had the Vinatieri kick where they had to clear out like 10 yards for him to kick and they brought a shovel out. But yeah, that's the rule. So if you go back to the snow game against the Rams, right before Elliott kicks, do you watch the video of our whole offensive line rolling across the spot where he needs to kick? Literally just rolling in a pile, trying to make open field so he can kick.
We grab the tallest, skinniest guy and drag him across the snow. You use him as a shovel.
No, we use 1,200 pounds of offensive linemen instead. They're big boys out there.
Yeah.
Biggest offensive line in football.
I said, was it a
blue? No, that was the microwave.
I know. It sounds like a bomb sometimes, though. I'll be glad football is done for 2 months.
I think the draft's late this year. I think
it's the end of April. It's the end of April. Mm. What are you doing next year for the NFL draft?
Same thing I do every year, pretending I don't watch it.
Go with me.
Why?
It's in Pittsburgh.
The one in Philly.
For April 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Yep.
Snow.
That would suck so bad.
It would, but it's also possible. It's April in Pittsburgh.
Wow. That was a really weird top 5 team. Their top 5 picks. Titans, Browns, Giants, Pats, and Jacksonville. We get the 21st pick.
That's what happens when you qualify for the playoffs every year. Don't commit to doing a rebuild. Just commit.
They had one first round pick in their career.
You mean one top 10 pick?
No, one number one overall pick.
Yeah, yeah. You said first round pick.
Sorry. First overall pick. You know who it was?
Who?
Terry Bradshaw, University. Hey, I might watch it. I might overeat on Cowboy Queso Dip. Some people usually come over and we just watch a game together.
Let's put it this way. For the NFC Championship game, do you know how many people showed up to my house?
I wasn't invited.
How many people?
What do you do if I would have came over wearing a Sean Taylor jersey?
You'd have got made fun of.
That's rude.
It's the same thing that happened when the one guy showed up. He's a Cowboys fan. He happened to be wearing a green flannel jacket at the time. We walked in, we're like, oh, man, you finally figured out the real colors. And he's like, fuck it, hate you all. Walked outside, threw his coat in the snow, and then came back in the garage. He's like, I knew it. I knew you guys were going to say something as soon as I walked in this garage. You're the one that chose to wear green.
Yeah. I would have been more excited to see the Bills and Washington play.
I would have been excited to see the Bills and the Eagles. I didn't really want to have to do this old Mahomes song and dance again. I don't want to have to
hear. There's a flag. There's a flag. Look at it. There's a flag. They touched me. You have to lay me down like this and put a blanket on me before you sack me.
My quarterback gets smacked.
He'll get hit like a minute after the after he threw the ball, and they're like, it was illegal. The fuck is that illegal?
Jalen will get smacked. It's okay.
He was running.
Somebody has to be the tough guy. Clearly isn't Patty Mahomes.
His nickname's Patty. Come on. Come on now. Okay. It's good to be back.
Yeah.
We gotta do more of these. When we actually have time. Yeah, you think you're going to be able to help me down the steps next week? Keep recording more episodes.
Next week? Next Sunday. No, definitely not happening. Next Sunday.
There's nothing else going on.
I will be.
It's the one day Shane goes to church.
Dude, the Sunday after, I have to go to work. Yeah.
On a Sunday?
Yeah.
Why?
All-star meeting.
The store doesn't even open until 9 on a Sunday.
We open at 7 now.
Why? Just come here afterwards recording
it. Yeah, it's at 6 o'clock in the morning. Bruh. So freaking. I'm going to be.
Everyone, thanks for tuning in. You know what you signed up for when you started watching the show.
That's true.
This is episode 50.
Something.
What Super Bowl number are we on? 46.
46. 50 something?
I don't know what Super Bowl we're on.
Didn't we win 46?
I don't know. What Super Bowl are we on?
54.
Why does it say. Oh, is that the Caesars Superdome? Did they change the name of the Superdome? Why is it so Julian Edelman spiking a football?
I still can't believe we're not wearing Kelly for this.
Wow. The Kansas City Chiefs, the AFC champion and two-time defending Super Bowl champions. The Philadelphia Eagles, the NFC champion. That's all it says. They're giving you guys no love at all.
I'm good.
You guys like being the underdogs. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, everybody. Have a great rest of your day. Let us know in the comments again if you think Shane is a Swiftie or not. Going back to the Tay-Tay topic. How many times are they going to over under 20 times panning to her in the crowd? Or mentioning her.
2 years.
Wait, who's calling the game?
It's Fox.
So it's not Collinsworth.
No.
It's Greg Olsen and Troy Aikman?
No, I think it's going to be the worst call crew in the thing. It's going to be Brady and his buddy.
Joe Buck?
Buck only does the NFL or the MLB games for Fox.
Oh.
That's going to be the worst called game.
What if it was Romo? And Brady.
I don't mind Romo.
The only time we'll ever say we don't mind the Cowboy.
I didn't mind Troy Aikman as a play-by-play guy. Brady's terrible.
Anyway.
So bad they had to make a special rule for him.
He has complete control. It's going to be Brady and Burkhard. Yeah.
Just the worst. Brady, they had to make that special rule for Brady. Because of being part owner now of the Raiders.
But he owned them for 25 years of his NFL career. Now he's going to own them for the rest of his life.
So now with his part ownership of the Raiders, he can't go into a game. So he's not allowed to do any of the pregame stuff with the teams.
Like talking to the other teams.
Talk to the other teams. And he has to arrive at the stadium like 30 minutes before and go up to the booth. And that's it.
He's a diva.
I want to know how they're getting him through the crowd up to the booth.
They'll have him pull into the stadium and take him up a special elevator.
That's the part.
Well, I think this is a good part to end the episode before we get interrupted. Let us know in the comments if you think Shane is a diehard Swiftie fan.
Oh.
I'm saying yes. Let me know. See you, everybody.